Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And yes, you are Fast Eddie, mostly.
Mostly fast. I'm getting older, so I'm slowing down a little bit.
All right. And joining us is, I'm gonna murder this, be prepared, Bradley Stocken? Staken?
Strucken.
Oh, see, you left out the R there, Spellboy.
I did not. This is the way I get this stuff.
Yeah. Sure it is.
Look at your poop sheet.
I'm reading your notes.
Yeah.
And Richard Toot. Is that correct?
Ricardo.
Oh, my gosh.
I got that one right.
Yeah, you did. And I didn't see the O. I don't get any bonus points this morning. This is terrible. And you guys are from the Bahamas.
Yes, we are.
Which is a cool happening place.
Yes, it is.
And you want us to go there?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's go, man. I'm done.
I've been there. What's stopping you from going?
When did you go to the Bahamas?
Right before I got divorced.
Wow.
And
okay.
It wasn't. No, I was down at, seriously, I was down at Freeport.
And they let you in.
Not only did they let me in, they rolled out the red carpet and said, "Welcome, Mr. Luter. We're glad to have you."
Okay.
And I had a ball.
What do we need to know about flying into the Bahamas as private pilots? I mean, you actually encourage this.
Well, that's why we're here this week, to encourage private aviators and let them know that the Bahamas is an easy place to fly. We're just a few miles off the coast of the mainland Florida, 55 miles in the case of Bimini, and another 60 mile in the case of West End. We have multiple airports, multiple ports of entries, and the whole process is quite simple. So the idea is it's a safe, convenient place to fly and visit.
Just don't get it confused with Cuba.
Oh, you're far from Cuba.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I remember a song in the 70s, Funky Nassau. Is Nassau still funky?
Yes, it is. That's one of our local bands who did that.
No kidding.
Yes.
Wow.
So we need you to come down and get some of that funk.
Yeah, well, I could use some funk.
Boy, you got that right.
Yeah, people have been telling me I'm funked up for years.
Oh. There's one for the highlight reel.
Yeah, or the low light reel, yes. Anyway, so let's talk about procedures. What do I need to do? Do I got to phone ahead and say, hey, look, I'm coming in on Tuesday, or how does this work?
I know you don't. Basically, you can file with your fixed base operators in from your point of departure, and your stuff will be transported by Telex system to advise of your flight plan. You can file your arrival and departure. Once you get all of that done, you then given, well, at the boot we have a layout planned where you'll go through a checklist just like you do for a hurricane and say these are the steps you do to make sure we guide you in the right direction. But it's simply just file your flight plan. Make sure you have all your documentations to prove that you are who you say you are. Make sure you didn't kidnap the plane.
Right.
And then you just fly across, change your frequencies you'll be provided with. You'll have service from Miami Center until you get over to, if you go into Grand Bahama, you'll have air traffic control will take care of you there. And they'll pass you on to Nassau Control, which is the lead. Once you get there, you'll meet person similar to him, customs, Bahamas customs.
Okay, and they'll be gentle on us?
Oh, yes. Light surgery.
Yeah, right. Only one kidney required.
Prior to that, you'll have to fill out what they call a C7A, like an alpha, form, which gives you like a passport to, just like how you come into the event at Oshkosh. This passport will say that you have checked customs and immigration because you're required to check a port of entry, arriving and departing. And once you get that, you just move on, so that makes the transition easier. In the brochure, like I said earlier, we have all the information regarding to the dimensions of the airport, fuel availability, whether it's a port of entry, and then there's some history in terms of who you can contact in terms for living accommodation and events.
Okay. Currency exchange required? You guys take American dollars?
Yes, we are dollar for dollar.
And credit cards?
Yes, we do. Our dollar value is the same in the U.S. We use both currencies. I think I have a Bahamian dollar here if you want to see it.
Oh, sure.
And so what you do is at the end when you're returning, you just let people know and they'll exchange it back for U.S. currency.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so far it looks exactly the same. Yeah, oh, look at that.
Hello, look at that.
How come everybody else's money is better looking than ours?
That's a $50, that's a $10, and then we have $1, which has... Prime Minister of 26 years, Mr. Lyndon Pinning. We have a President Prime Minister, Mr. Earth.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yes. Oh, there he is.
Yep.
Mr. Davis.
Yeah, hold it up to the microphone so,
so they can hear it, yeah.
Oh, if he speaks, then we're in trouble.
Yeah, really.
He's been dead for a little while.
Yeah, then I'm definitely not going to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Yes. Lots to see and do while there.
Yes. You could pick your event if you like boating, fishing. We have bone fishing in specifically Andrus. It's a big bone fishing mecca. Abaco has bone fishing. Long Island has bone fishing. We have sailing. Bimini, which is like 50 miles off, you can get all the amenities. Boating, fishing, diving, just laying on the beach and having fun. And most of the islands have that amenities where you can just enjoy.
Okay. Now, since you're an island surrounded by water, is the flying in the area considered hazardous?
It is concerns that persons coming there be well equipped for in the event that there is a problem. We do have BASRA, which is the American Coast Guard, to assist with rescue. We have our defense force and police force who will assist. Hopefully in time we'll have our own contingency to take care of all that.
And hopefully we won't have to meet any of those people.
Yes, and it's recommended you file a flight plan, and the reason is for search and rescue purposes in the event that something does happen, because, you know, it's the law of the land.
Right.
We'll be able to at least say, well, this is where they said they were going. And so we'll have some sort of idea of where to look.
Okay.
Hopefully to assist if there is.
Right.
Let's keep our fingers crossed that there won't be.
I'm on that plan.
Yep.
Sign me up for that one.
Now, is it true? I heard a rumor that when you come to the Bahamas and you get your airplane all tied down and you've gone through customs, that they give you an umbrella drink as soon as you get through.
Well, you know, they say everything is better, right? So as soon as you tie down, apparently a switch is flipped and everything is better.
I'm not buying it.
Boy, the look of non-comprehension was just worth it.
Well, each island has its uniqueness, so not everybody drinks. So if there is, I'm sure there is a welcome drink. We have something called Bahama Mama.
Heard of them, never had one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's several other drinks that it's unique to each island because each one offers different.
Oh, so there's a sampler program where we just island hop and try them all.
Well, that's a very good idea.
Yeah, yes. you're darn right.
We need to capitalize on that.
Right, because I mean, here they call it pub crawling, where you go from bar to bar to bar. Well, you got your own version.
Yeah, call it an island crawl.
Sound like that's a plan. Yeah. You'll have a flight called pub crawling.
Yeah.
Yeah, the island that I'm from, Abaco, we have a little key there, just off the mainland, called Green Turtle Key. And our popular drink is the Gumbe Smash. In fact, it was designed and originated in Green Turtle Key, and it's beautiful. You know, the record, somebody drank 14 of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they weren't able to...
They weren't able to do much of anything.
For a couple of days.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful drink. It's tropical. Comes with... an umbrella, actually. Yeah. So if you come to Treasure Key and take the ferry on over to Green Turtle, Miss Emily's famous Blue Bee, the Gumbe Smash is the house drink.
Okay, all right. I want to get some good seafood.
Wait a minute, I got to write that down.
Okay, he's going next Wednesday.
He's coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the beauty. Yeah. That's the beauty.
Prepare
of being
yourself
retired
for his return.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome. So, anytime.
Passport required.
Yes, and that's a stipulation that actually was initiated from the United States before they were able to come over on their driver's license.
Voter's registration card. Yeah.
But now we need a passport. Yes. Well, that's because they want us to have a passport just to fly inside
exactly,
the United States.
Exactly.
So that's not a big stretch.
Nope, not at all.
Good. The Bahamas always looks so good on those TV commercials.
I have to say, Taino
have you been
Beach.
Down to our boat?
I have not.
You need to come down. We have a Teletron that's height and that height there, and you actually could probably dive in, you know, like Star Trek, and you could just port yourself over.
Oh, yes. that sounds good to me. It's got to be cheaper than flying, right?
Yeah, and by the way, our boot is located in Hangar D, the IFP Pavilion, and there's beautiful visual presentations, a beautiful map showing all of the Bahamas, all of the ports of entries, all the full-service airports, FBOs, and everything.
Oh, right. I want the smugglers' airports. You know, I want to sneak in under cover of darkness, kind of thing.
Then we can provide you that good.
That costs a little more,
You won't have that smash and...
Yeah, no drink?
Yes, no.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but the next time I get down to the Bahamas, I'm going back to Taino Beach. The water was warm. It was crystal clear. The sand was white. Oh, I'm having a flashback.
Well, you can come down. There's a promotion for an air show in 2023 in April. A correction, in May. Where they're trying to bring people back there. We are having an air show, so.
Okay, well, listen, I do sound for air shows, and I can fly my equipment down there, yeah. So see that? You come to the right place. Yep, it's just a bit of a distance.
You know, I don't think your truck is going to float.
No, the truck definitely won't float, so that's a problem. Well, I'm really glad you guys were able to join us, and hopefully you're getting a lot of interest from pilots here.
Yes, we are.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes, we are.
And
we
that translates.
We're hoping that we get, the majority of them there. A friend tell a friend and probably more.
Sounds good to me. The guy in the control room, Alan, right? He's trying to get, he's ready to go.
Well, just jump on a plane and get down there. Fly your own plane or get a boat. You can come by boat.
That takes too long.
Okay, well, quick thing, walked in then.
Yeah, let me set my GPS for walking.
I was
going to
suggest swim over, but that might be a little
dicey.
We
don't want you to be a tea treat for the sharks or anything.
Got sharks out there?
Yeah, you know.
Just a couple. Don't worry about it. They don't eat much.
Yeah. Yes, that Grand Bahama show is slated for the 25th of May to the 29th. So. Have your listeners come down and visit us. Yes,
yeah. Next year.
Yes, 2023.
All right, let's go.
I'm in.
All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
I want to thank you guys for joining us.
We have, Bradley Strachan and
Ricardo
Toot.
Right.
That's exactly right.
All right, this is the EAA Radio.